waiting for you. Waited by my phone, thinking what to do. Ask you to the pub for a brew or a few. Don't wanna act too keen, or maybe I do. I left your coffee on the bedside to remind me of you. First saw you across the courtyard in the dress that was blue. Instinctively waved, even though I didn't try to. A pretty girl with a southern accent, and then something happened. When we both locked eyes, it was kinda like some kind of magic. Two Kiwis slow dancing on the other side of the planet. Caught the bus for hours, hours in my arms, and started getting light. Had you in my mind and in my sight, and by my side for many nights. Felt so high up in the sky, we could be making up the time. But I'm waiting in these rhymes, yes, I'll take your shoes off. I just got a new rug. The neighbors think we're a nuisance, apologizing every morning. Please do excuse us. You know what it's like when it's a new love. If I ain't ghosted by now, I must be booed up. I told her if you bring a friend for my friend, bring a loose one. Got me on a leash like a new pup. Two's up, just her and I when we cruise round. Two door convertible with the roof pulled down. Air running through my hair, giving it a new style. I could never give a fuck, I've been a buck Bruce Wild. Where I'm swinging like a nunchuck, knock your tooth out. Blue boy, out the deep blue south. I just killed the whole game, go and pick a suit out. I don't spit truth, I spit you up like my food's foul. Who's ill like cruising Madrid, boy, I'm too real. Last verse, I better say the truth. If I tell a lie, will I be asked to display the proof? Trying to make up my mind what to say to you. Been working on my discipline, unsure if I've made a move. Sometimes I'm there, other times I'm unavailable. Thinking how far I've walked since Pucadora Bay Hills. I think to the top is where we can take it to. Keep walking the walk, who knows where I will take these shoes.
Oh, lovely. And that was by one Will McLean. Who I'm looking at right now, he's in the studio. How are ya?
I'm doing pretty sweet. How about yourself?
I'm very well, thank you. Hey, that track's insane. Man, you could wrap yourself in that. It's great. Hey, congratulations, though, because it's part of, like, a full body of work.
For sure.
How are you feeling about it?
I'm wrapped to have it out. Feeling so blessed. Got, yeah, nice little six track care package, we'll call it.
A care package, yeah. I love that. And that was out last week or this week?
Just 8 hours ago.
Eight hours, yeah. So midnight basically.
Yeah,
Holy moly. Were you awake at midnight?
I was, for sure. Had to be. Even though I try not to be, I always get too excited and have to.
So what's it like? What's the feeling like?
It's a bit of anticipation for like the hour leading up to midnight, I think. But normally I'll be kicking with a couple homies and we forget, and then it's like, oh, it's out.
It's kind of the best way to approach it, though, sure. Right? Kind of forget it's coming.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, that track was so good. So that was the final one, Waiting. Mm. That features your cousin.
Yes, Jay Clean, over from London.
Yeah, so that is where I want to get to, is the whole recording of this and all that. Sounds like an amazing journey, and not a lot of it was recorded here.
Mm. Yeah. So, created four of the six I had a few months in London earlier this year, and, just was making some tracks.
Did you get space in the studio?
Well, I'm real blessed. A lot of my whānau are musical. So I've got an uncle, auntie, and five cousins over there, and one being Jay Clean, who features. And one of his older brothers is a sound engineer, so he has beautiful mixing monitors and in his room. So I just posted up there for a while.
Hell yeah. That's very convenient, actually.
For sure.
Tell me about this EP. Mm-hmm. It's Walking the Walk. Mm-hmm. What's it about? What's the inspiration?
it's mainly kind of just an update as to where I'm at right now in terms of my skill set, like producing and recording myself and mixing it. It's first time I'm stepping into comfortability with rapping over my own tracks and arranging and producing, getting some like beautiful homies in to jump on certain parts.
Yes,
and it's kind of just an update kind of my skill set. That's the main thing. So it's walking the walk is just meaning doing it opposed to being talking about the fact that I can do it.
Oh, good on you. So that's interesting, like this whole update in your skill set and all that, like so the journey of making this, were you kind of a bit like, oh shit, like I know what I'm doing here, like I can kind of do it type thing?
Pretty much, but it kind of came one by one. So I made,
because you're a bit were you hesitant at the start? Like
I wouldn't say I was hesitant, I just didn't know kind of what direction it was going to be going in. And then I had, once I had produced three and I was like, these three work together, I then found two demos from before I left that I then just chucked in, so there was five.
Oh,
and then,
really?
Then just made the last one, and that was that.
So, oh, no way.
So it was kind of, as soon as I had locked on, it was pretty, the clouds had cleared, and I was like, that's where I'm going.
Yeah, right,
and it was
right.
Just a case of doing it, like sitting down in the seat and walking the walk to finish it.
Hey, yeah, walk the walk. So, like, compared to looking back on kind of stuff you've done in the past, how's this different?
It's definitely got, it's what I can do pretty much from like myself start to back in terms of conceiving an idea, and yeah, it's different in the sense of, yeah, it's mainly a me job, with the exceptions of the homies that do play keys and guitar throughout a couple tracks, shout out them. But yeah, it's definitely, it differs. I'd say it was still centered around, like, I'm always very focused on highlighting vulnerability and lyricism.
Yeah, right, man.
But it wasn't the main forefront, opposed to like the last record was more, I was really focusing on that, the lyrical content of vulnerability. Whereas this is, it dabbles in that, but it's more just like spitting some raps over some nice tracks that beats that I made.
Oi, fair enough. Now, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about here, so you're gonna have to help me out. Is any of this like freestyle rap?
There's probably a couple lines of the ones that I've recorded that are freestyle. Because what I normally do as I'm writing, I'll write most of it until there's then a solid idea down, and then I'll get it, and then I'll just freestyle from there, and normally it ends up being what I like. So I'll freestyle something and then write it down.
Wow.
So it's kind of work backwards once I've got the idea.
That's so cool. Mm. And also, like, when you write it down, though, like, the rhythm in which you're going to, like, speak it, can you see that? Does that come naturally to you? Or is that, like, something you practice?
It's for sure practice.
Yeah, 100%. Right, right.
It did come kind of naturally, but, yeah, for sure. And I've really put in a lot of time in practicing freestyling. And so for the writing process, it helps so much, because I'll just first freestyle, and then normally whatever I freestyle is the most authentic, and then I can just like feel,
kind of
craft the words based on the rhythm that I'd rap naturally.
That's so interesting. That's insane. You realize like the human brain should not be able to do that.
It's pretty wild.
Like,
it's pretty wild. For
it's
sure.
cool, man. It's very cool. So tell me about like London. So you're in Wellingtonian.
For sure.
Which, you know, is still a city, but if you compare any New Zealand city to London, it's basically nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
How was like that whole experience and embracing that? And then, I went to London last year, but you know, I didn't develop any art while I was doing it or create anything. So, how was that whole kind of relationship and journey and stuff?
It was wicked, eh? I was over for 4 months, and staying with some whānau, which was a blessing to be in a city that big and have familiarity and roots.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And then not only that, but also musical roots. So it wasn't, it wasn't
with
like
equipment to use as well.
For sure. Yeah, it was phenomenal. And I think I went with some ideas of like, I'm going to pull up to most open mics, I'm going to do all this. And I didn't really do as much in terms of the live stuff because I was just kind of living in the moment. And every time I had moments to myself, I just work on music.
Wow,
and so
it's
kind of
like
I had this beautiful kind of, I don't know if duality is the right word, but like duality in a good way, like the balance of just being out with my cousins doing whatever comes in front of us, and then spending time by myself working on the tracks, and then also with a couple exceptions.
We now totally unrelated, but did you find that British fish and chips are like completely overrated?
I am gonna have to say I didn't eat enough to have a full consensus.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
I just, like, I don't know. I thought that'd be better, and they're fucking expensive as well. Mm. I was like, damn.
Yeah, I did have, the only time I ate fish and chips, it was on a beautiful sunny day, so that did help.
Of course it's going to help. Aside from kind of creating the music, what did you do while you were over there?
Just, it was truly the most present I've ever been. Especially for the time span. I think I stretched 3 times in 4 months, which was pretty impressive.
Wow.
I was just so blessed to have homies and family wherever I was, kind of. And so, so it was just, that was the main thing, was just taking days as they were coming and saying yes to as many things that I could say yes to without putting myself in too much danger.
Did you? So you didn't get arrested or anything?
No arrest this time. We'll do that next time.
No broken bones, nothing like that.
No.
Cool. Yeah.
Went on the back of a motorbike for the first time in my life. That's about it. You know, that kind of stuff. Just little things that are like life achievements, if you will.
I actually think I'd probably shit myself.
It was pretty scary. It was in my German homie. It was when I was in Germany, and his dad was like, "Want to come pick up some honey with me?" And it was like a 4-hour motorcycle through this forest.
Okay. Was it good honey?
Yeah, it's pretty wicked. I only tried it one time, but it was pretty wicked.
Right. Wow. Okay. I feel like you'd be more secure if you're the one actually like steering the motorcycle.
For sure. For sure. And then I didn't when we first got on, I just didn't. For some reason, I didn't hold on to the bow to my mate's dad.
Yeah, right.
Maybe just out of, I don't know why, you know.
But then
I was like kind of forced to just hold on to the seat, which was real scary when you're going real fast.
Holy crap. Oh, my God. No, thanks. No, yeah. I'm done. So Walking the Walk has been out 8 hours, 45 minutes.
Mm.
People are going to listen to it now.
Choice.
And they're going to love it. What are you going to do?
I'm going to continue to hopefully not stress throughout my days. I guess the next step is, in life is just spend time with the people I love and find more people that I love. And then in music, it's just to keep crafting the live set and keep recording. Got heaps of stuff to release next year. Not that I should be promoting that because this one's just coming out.
Don't even want to hear this one. Wait for the next one.
Yeah.
Live sets. What do you like live?
So jam with, normally there's 7 of us on stage.
Wow.
So we've got drums, bass, guitar, keys, saxophone, and sometimes synthesizer or percussion.
And you rap.
And I rap over that,
I'm
for sure.
Pregnant right now. I'm completely pregnant. That's amazing.
That's pretty choice, yeah.
I would love to see it. I think, saxophone and rapping is just something about that fucking combo.
That's pretty ridiculous, eh?
Okay, so do you have shows coming up and stuff?
For sure. So one in Ponake and Wally, we've got on the 14th of December, got a headline show at San Fran, which will be choice.
And
then a couple other bits and bobs. It's not announced yet, so I can't really say anything.
But
we're playing on New Year's Eve somewhere.
Okay.
Just pretty choice.
Right.
And it might rhyme. No.
I'm hoping for the exclusive there. No, don't tell us.
No, I won't. All I'll say is I just sip a Gizzy Gold. And then a couple shows in the New Year's, playing up in Taranaki at Festival of Lights on the 28th, And yeah.
That's 28th December, right?
Of December, yeah. Not today.
Is it good? I've never been.
I've never been either, so I will report back. But I think it will be sweet. I've heard nothing but excellent
things.
Yeah,
I've heard really good things about that.
Yeah, damn. It's going to be choice. We've got like a nice crew for it as well. It's like us and the Casual Healing crew. We're going to be kind of cruising around.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed with him.
Legend.
Oh, so cool. And he's such a lovely person to interview as well.
Absolutely.
Damn, well, that's going to be so cool. If people want to actually keep up to date with this and hear your music to come and all that, are you on social media or anything?
Absolutely. Everywhere. It's at Will McLean with two C's in the McLean.
Yes, two C's in McLean.
Oh, yeah.
And best place to listen to your music, where is that?
In, I don't know, wherever you want to listen to it,
yeah,
I'd say.
Right.
Like,
I thought you were going to say in person. I was like, oh,
in person
good
is
answer.
A vibe, but that is pretty troublesome for 99% of the population.
Yeah.
But yeah, just wherever you, it's out on all streaming. I'm going to run back to my cousin's place and put it on Bandcamp after this.
Yes, use Bandcamp. Nothing else. We're militant on Bandcamp around here.
Bandcamp's a vibe. Eh?
Yes, absolutely. Well, I'd say it's actually been an absolute delight to have you in here. Thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're clearly passionate about what you do and genuine about it. So, I think that's very valuable. So, thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to play Walking the Walk now, the title track of your EP, which is out right now. To our audience, go stream Walking the Walk. It's fantastic. It's absolutely so good. Follow Will on all the things. Try get along to a live set. One more time, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Legend, thanks.
When my feet stand, I feel the sun on my face, I think I need that. Rest and relaxation, where's my beanbag? Kick my feet up, and someone called the weed man. I see you talking, making noises, give me feedback. You see me walking, making choices, pretty clean, damn. I'm trying to be the one to do what I wanna do. Spread love through every word that I choose. Thank you, mom, she's the one who introduced. Used to jam all day in that colored living room. CD after CD, groove after groove. From open souls to the story based off the truth. So here we go, I'm on the loose. Moving like I have something to prove. Maybe I will, so right now I won't lose. I'll count from the four to the three to the... I close my eyes and I pray. I work hard every night and day. Got time, but this time won't waste. And to the top I will find my way. I close my eyes and I pray. I work hard every night and day. I got time, but this time won't waste. To the top, I will find my way. I've been manifesting since I first started this. Slowly build a team, we working on the marketing. Everybody got flaws, but no carpeting. Telling stories through the music like my father did. Since a kid I've been in awe with what an artist is. Started with guitar, then moved on to other things. Hip hop bars, these lyrics I've been mastering. Sharpening my pen, big crowds, what we harboring. Karma been coming back around. Truthfully, copy DM living in the now. Frugally, I put my best foot forward. Usually, ladies yell my name, but it's not new to me. I'm bored of being bored, tired of being tired. Making my mistakes, but my mistakes are not defining. When I mess up, I try to see the silver lining. To the top, that is where I am climbing. I close my eyes and I pray. I work hard every night and day. I've got time, but this time won't waste. And to the top, I will find my way. I close my eyes and I pray. I work hard every night and day. I've got time, but this time won't waste. And to the top, I will find my way.